stray cats get got. Bloodhounds trying to hunt down the brown fox. The El Nana.
How we do?
Yeah.
Nana. Come on.
With a pop, brace yourself as I ride on top. Close your eyes as you ride, right out your sights. Don't lose his mind as he grind in the tunnel. Wanna give me the cash he made off his last bundle. Nasty girl, won't pass me the world. I push the beat, not the backseat girl. Don't be broke, the see no, she floats. Murder she wrote and keeps the heat close. Firm, we post to be the illest on three coasts. Familia, bigger than egos. Y'all get me to beat those smart. All I see is the penny ethers, that's all. No shark in this year, raise the vigor. 15% make the whole world sitter. And take notice, now I take over. Y'all take quotas, yeah, bye-bye.
Get up and hit, y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure, that's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure,
I'm too loud, nasty as I wanna be.
You know, shake your sets in front of me. Before I take it there and tear your back out.
That shit ain't happened since the map was out. Lola Falana, dripped in Gabbana. 90 style, the finest style. Ran a waist to fit, wanna taste the shit. Put me on a bass and throw your face in it. Nah, nah, y'all can't touch her. My sex drive all night like a trucker. Let alone the skills I possess. And y'all gon' see by these mills I possess. Never settle for less, I'm in excess. Not inexpensive, DVS to the till. That's just the way I'm built. Nasty, world class, still.
Straight out the gate, y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure, that's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped.
You can hold what I got, roll with the rock. The fella capo when the candy apple drop. Will tears fall in your ears if I don't stop? Can you throw it like a quarterback, third in the lot?
Big me, I get you locked like Biggie with Herb in the spot. Word Mitty, the cop and the kitty. I'm the bomb diggy, panana, sexy, brown thing. Madame, y'all, make him turn over from the full court pressure. The undresser, all over y'all. I ain't playing, knock it out at the wins. I'm saying, what's the sense in delaying? I'm trying to run G from the P to the AM. I saw your little thing, now I'm swaying, okay then.
Straight out the gate, y'all, we drop hits. Now tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped. One thing for sure, that's right, we drop hits. Tell me, how nasty can you get? All the way from the hood to your neck of the woods is ripped.
Yo, thank you so much for tuning in to Conversations with Glow Radio Show, sponsored by Conversations with Glow Podcast. And y'all already know, and if you don't know by now, that is Conversations with a K. If you want to know more about me and also the future guests that I will have on Conversations with Glow Radio Show, please visit the website and sign up for the emailing list at convowithglow.com. And again, that's with a K and not with a C, okay? And you already know, you know, I always say it's not just questions, it's a conversation. Though I do ask questions, but again, these questions become conversation, okay? So if you ain't with the program already, please get with it. And make sure that you do head over to convowithglow.com to sign up for the emailing list. Okay. But anyway, I do have a guest with me. Y'all already had heard him before, but he's back again. And we got another conversation for y'all. I'm going to allow for him to introduce himself. And then y'all already know what we're going to do. Get into the conversation.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Tim, host of the Real Talk with Tim podcast. You can find me on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. You can also find me on Twitter at RTWT Podcast and YouTube as well, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. TikTok as well, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. My podcast originally was about love, life, and relationships only. Right now I'm in season six. Season six is about to come up to its season finale. I immediately already started working on season seven. What else? love, life, and relationships is what I talk about, but I'm honestly about to start doing other things as well, like reactions and reviews and stuff like that. So just look forward to that. The YouTube channel, although I'm in season 6, the YouTube channel, I'm about to start posting from season 7. So like I've been talking about YouTube and all that for a long time. Unfortunately, I wasn't posting before season 7, but y'all gonna see season 7 is gonna be is that's where we're gonna pick up at.
Oh, so we get to see your handsome face. All right.
Most definitely. Season 7, y'all gonna see, man. We're gonna do something big.
Okay. So y'all heard what Tim said. So make sure that y'all do go and follow him. But let's go ahead and get into the conversation. And the conversation tonight is basically I do want to focus like on the men. And being that there's a man on here, my question, well, the conversation is do you try to understand a woman's body language during a conversation and or during sex?
Well, absolutely right now at this point in my life, but I can tell you that in the beginning, absolutely not, because let me tell you a story.
Okay, I like story time.
So listen, when I was, I think I was about 15, I was like, I'm 36 right now, but when I was 15 years old, that's when I started having sex and shit. So from 15 years old all the way up to some point that I can't remember. But originally when I first started having sex, I was having sex just for me. And when I say just for me is...
I know what you mean.
What I mean by that is when I used to have sex for me, I used to only worry about my nut. You know what I'm saying? So like when I go in there, I'm having intercourse, I'm stroking or whatever. I'm stroking to get my nut. But the thing is, I had sex with this one girl and we had sex like twice. But by the second time, she pulled me to the side. She let me have it. She was like, you know, I'm starting to think you only had sex just to get your nut. Why you don't wait until I get mine's? And then you can worry about yours. So when she said that, think about that. That's 15 years old. That shit stuck with me until probably my 20s. Cause even through the whole teenage years, I was still doing the same thing.
Time out. She told you this when you was 15?
When I was 15. When I was 15 years. Okay, so let me do play by play with you real quick.
Okay.
I'm with a girl. We kissing, we touching. You know what I'm saying? I get hard, she wet, I put it in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I start to stroke, but I'm stroking, you know, only thinking about mine.
Like a jackrabbit?
Let's just say after a few minutes, I get my nut, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she don't get hers. Now, I can only imagine for a woman that's disappointing as hell.
Very.
Because you was very turned on. And here you are, getting penetrated, this dude get his and he's done, and you still want more, but he can't give you more because he came. So anyway, she told me that, so it stuck with me for like a long time until it started to click on me, because at another point in my life I had sex with another girl and she caught an attitude after we finished. She didn't say nothing, but I already knew what the deal was because I already got pulled to the side about this shit before. You know what I'm saying? But she didn't say nothing. So I did a whole lot of self-reflection. I said, damn, I gotta switch some shit up. I gotta last longer. I have to I gotta do something to stay in the game. So then it got to a point where I was having sex with women and they started, you know, getting a little orgasms and shit, and they started coming a lot and before I even came. So at that point, I knew I was the man because I finally found my rhythm. So that's so I would say to your question, right now at this point in my life, I know it's very important for a woman to get hers. apps automatically. If a woman don't get hers, the sex wasn't good. I mean, it was good, but like they still ain't get theirs. They want some more. You know how some women, and I know, let me, I ain't gonna ask you this question yet. I gonna ask you this question.
I was gonna say you can ask me whatever.
So listen, I have came across women who after I've had sex with them, they still would masturbate afterwards.
I've done that.
And it only happened a few times with me. And I used to think that like, damn, my sex wasn't good or something. And then I was like, nah, that can't be it because of how she was receiving it. But then I was like, damn, she probably ain't get her nut, or she probably was about to get one off but couldn't get off because I got mine and I was done. You know what I'm saying? So I wanted to ask you, is that what that mean? Like, yeah. It don't necessarily mean the sex bad. It just means that you ain't get your fucking nut, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it mean. But I mean, if I get my nut, I just consider that to be bad.
So now we gotta go to something else real quick.
It's not fair to me because I understand that you're sitting up here and you putting in all this work, like you said. You putting in all this work, but you putting in all this work, but you ain't, like I said, you probably didn't even catch on to her body language.
Yeah.
You didn't catch on because you're used to your rhythm and how right. You know you get ready to go in there and smash. Right. All women don't like to be fucked the same way. And that's something.
That's my problem.
And that is your fucking problem. Boom. Like, for real.
That's
like,
my problem right there.
That's definitely your problem because it's done been times where I've done it myself. And he'll be like, well, damn, you know, you didn't get your nut. I'd be like, no. But what happened though is he would help me. He would help me finish. He wouldn't just stand right there and just watch me do it. He would help me, but I'd be thinking in the back of my head, like, you know, you could have did this with penetration. Now, here's the thing. If I get my nut in the first place in regards with oral, I'm okay if you go ahead and finish
right.
with you. But if I didn't get no oral and I didn't come off no oral,
so
then I am expecting for me to come off penetration. It's been a long time. Hold on. It's done been a long time since it used to be like, dang, like I could never really just come off penetration. Like I needed oral. I could never just really come off penetration.
What?
Yeah. So I needed, you know what I'm saying, oral first. So therefore I know for sure that I'm going to get me and I'm not going to be mad at you for you getting you and I didn't get me. You get what I'm saying? So let me know this.
So y'all, you mean to tell me if you getting fucked so good, let's just say a dude lasted 5 minutes. Let's just say 5 minutes. I know the time limit. It's okay. But listen, let's just say a dude was fucking you so good for 5 minutes. I'm talking about penetration, deep penetration, all that shit. If he come fast and you didn't come yet, afterwards, would you say the sex was bad? Or would you just be mad that, damn, I didn't come yet? Would you consider that bad sex?
I wouldn't necessarily just consider it to be bad. I would just be upset at the fact that I didn't get my nut. And then, so if I'm talking to my homegirl, like, yeah, girl, it was good, but I didn't nut. She would be like, so how was it good if you didn't nut? But the dick can... excuse my language. the sex can be bomb, but some women don't look at that. Did you shower today? Yes, you. Did you shower today? Do you use soap that has natural ingredients? Do you use soap that lathers up really good for you? If not, head on over to bestshowershows.com/discounts/convo10, where you can use my discount and get 10% off of your purchase. And if you sign up for the monthly subscription, you will also receive a 10% discount as well too. So go ahead and head over to bestshowersoaps.com/discount/convo10 and be sure to tell her that Conversations with Glow sent you. Being good unless they came. Now, like I said, me on the other end, I would consider that to it. I guess it depends, because if you gave me 5 minutes of nothing, it's bad. But if you gave me 5 minutes that I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
Then it would be semi good. It wouldn't be great, but it'd be good. But I think that men should really know and understand a woman's body language and not think that you can have your same smackdown on every woman. Like, oh, it may have made this woman right here come, but her uterus or something can be way where her vagina canal or something. I don't know. Something can be
actually
different.
You know what's crazy though? Like the older that I got and the more experience that I started to get, I actually like seeing a woman get hers.
I'm telling you, I feel like a woman.
You know what another thing I do like? I like for some reason I'm starting to like talking a woman through her nut.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
I wasn't doing that at first.
So you said like up until what age? So what age did you start? Because remember, you've been having sex since you was 15. So what age did you actually start feeling like that you just really need to care about pleasing a woman?
It was no specific age. It was all about the person that I ended up coming across or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes is that one person to give you a reality check.
So she critiqued your sex.
Right. It ain't really like a... It ain't an age thing. At some point, you're going to come across someone who's going to give you a reality check about something. So that's what it was all about for me. Can't remember who. I actually can't even remember what age. Well, other than the girl the first girl that told me about
were
that,
you in your 20s or were you in your 30s? I know that you're in your mid 30s.
No, most likely in my 20s. In my 20s for sure. For okay. Sure. Early 20s for sure.
Look, don't get up. No. I'm just saying
for sure in my 20s, because right now anything 30 and above, you supposed to know what the fuck is going on. You supposed keep listen to what I said.
You did say supposed.
You supposed to know you supposed to understand sex by the time you're in your 30s. You're supposed to understand sex and or be educated on it and understand it. And the reason why I say that is because look how fucking grown you are. You're supposed to understand that. Yeah, like y'all both. First of all, when we both having sex, you're having sex to please the woman first.
But listen, you got women out here that still don't know what they want or what they like. Due to the fact of you, listen,
what
I cannot
mean,
wait.
When it comes to sex, what you mean?
I cannot wait to glow in the dark podcast, sex podcast come out because no, for real, because this is going to be the conversation, because it's some women out here that really don't know what they like, because it can be them being in a long-term relationship. I know, I hate to use my homegirl as an example, but I got a homegirl that's been with the same man since she lost her virginity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, it used to be me that used to make her want to try to come out the box. Like, you need to do this, you need to do that. But if she's not, you know what I'm saying? If her partner is probably, you know what I'm saying? Or from my understanding, her partner was telling her that this is something that she needs to do. But she was so shy with her own body that you don't know what to, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you going to know what you like if you're not out here? It's basically kind of sort of like experiencing on yourself. That's like, I know I'm getting ready to talk too much, y'all, but listen, this about to be my spiel right here, okay? And then we're going to get it wrapped up a little bit. Here's my spiel. That's like you, right? And you know, you have a penis and you know what you like. If a woman would want to do what she want to do, you know how you want your to be held. You know how you want it to be squeezed on and all of that. Like, you know, suck. You get what I'm saying? And you got women out here that don't know if they like for their clitoris to be sucked on, or if they want the whole mouth, or if they, you know what I'm saying, if they want a penis with the hook, or if they don't know this stuff about themselves, because sometimes some women don't take the time to explore themselves. Now, if you messing with women that do know what they like, you're gonna mess with women that don't always want the same thing. So this is what I'm telling you. You can't bring your same stamina into the bedroom. You gotta know from the conversation that you may have with this woman, if it's a text conversation or on the phone and you're talking to her and you know what I'm saying, you're asking questions, don't be afraid to ask her what the fuck she like during sex. Right. Like, how do you like to be pleased? Do you like toys in the bedroom, or do you like this, or do you like that? So when you come and you like, oh, you doing everything that she said she liked, but also don't forget to read that body language. The body language is what's going to get you, because I can be getting oral and I can just be laying there and I can do a whole fake ass moan.
Right.
But if I ain't squirming or doing none of that, you ain't doing nothing.
You know, real quick in reply to what you said, and I'm gonna close out this is my closing comments, right? But that's the funny thing about sex, because everyone enjoys sex the way that they enjoy sex. So when they come across somebody who enjoys sex the opposite way of they enjoy sex, then there's a very good chance there will be a complication, because I might like to deliver aggressively. You may like slow, passionate sex. I may not be used to giving slow, passionate sex. So,
but that's isn't that complication something? But isn't that something that you find out during conversation? See, this is what I'm saying. That's why I ask. In regards, do you understand a woman's body language during a conversation in sex? Because that conversation is going to tell you what she like. Don't be afraid. I am a whole woman, right? If you're going to talk to me about sex, ask me what I like. Ask me all of this and that and the third. Shit, one minute I might like this, and then, you know what I'm saying, we may be fucking around for a little minute, and I'll be like, oh, we need to try this. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You got to understand, oh, you like, oh, well, if she come to you like, oh yeah, I want you to choke me while I call you big daddy, you'll be like, hell yeah, because that's what you like. You like being aggressive. But if she come to you and be like, I want to listen to slow jams and I just want you to rock my body to the beat of the slow jams, you're going to have to do that. You're going to have to find a rhythm. You're going to have to make your own playlist so therefore you can keep up with some of your rhythm.
So
but you're
going
to have to be slow at it.
I got one question. What you gonna do when you come across that dude where you say You like it slow and passionate. Oh, I like to give head real slow and real. I like to take my time on the dick. All that shit. What if you said all of that? But then the dude say, man, I like that wet, sloppy, aggressive, deep throat my dick. Do the two-hand twist. Do the two-hand twist. Do all of that. What if he tell you that? Then where's the compromise in that? How would you compromise with a dude that say, man, I like my shit like straight off some porn star shit?
If I like him,
you're going to do it. And there you go. That's what I want to hear, girl.
If I like him, I'm gonna make sure that I deliver. Why wouldn't I?
That's what I want to hear.
Am I trying to get from right here to up here? That's what the fuck I'm trying to do.
That's what you better want to do. Shit.
Why would I be like, no, because you're going to have to do what I like for you to do. Like, no. Like, okay, so that's what you want? Okay, maybe I need to watch a little clips or whatever. See how they deep thrown in and spitting on it a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to teach myself. Period. I'm not going to sit up here and play, especially if I like the dude. I'm not going to sit up here and play around. If you tell me what you like and I'm telling you what you like, if you're delivering to me, I promise you, I'm going to deliver to you.
Right.
Period. Yeah, you better, and that's man. My spiel. Mm, okay.
That's her spiel, y'all. That's her spiel.
But anyway, before we do head out, Tim, I do want to thank you so much for coming through and chopping it up with me, your girl Glow. And before we do head out, can you please tell the people where they can find you at?
Y'all can go find me on Real Talk with Tim Podcast on Instagram, on Twitter, RTWT Podcast, on TikTok, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. What else? Oh, go on YouTube. Real Talk with Tim Podcast. Go like and subscribe. Well, go subscribe to the channel and hit the like button on whatever video you see on there. Right now, I'm currently, like I said, season 6 about to end. And we about to start with season 7 on February the 3rd. And yeah, that's how you find me, y'all.
That's how you find him. Okay, yeah. But y'all already know the information is going to be available to y'all. And again, Tim, thank you so much for coming through. And for those that are out there listening to Conversations with Glow Radio Show, I do want to thank y'all so much for tuning in and supporting me, your girl Glow, and allowing for me to continue to keep on having these dope conversations. But y'all already know where y'all can catch me at. In the meantime, between time, holla at your girl. Peace out.
Baby, you're my little secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell, and that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper, that you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright.
I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know that really turns me on.
Creeping to
Gotta know why my infatuation with you is taking me on an emotional high. I'm caught all up in this love affair, baby. Speculation won't bring us there. All my friends are asking me about it. Still the truth I can't reveal.
You're my little secret, and that's how we should
and
keep
that's how we should keep it,
it
baby.
It's gonna be a little secret of mine.
It's gonna be
Chanel.